House Bill 126 prevents women from getting an abortion after 8 weeks of pregnancy in Missouri, except in cases of a medical emergency. There are no exceptions for cases of rape, incest, or human trafficking. Abortion rights advocates are encouraging Missourians to email Governor Parson, urging a veto. In an email, Planned Parenthood advocates in Missouri's Sarah Feltz described the bill as extreme and dangerous. Springfield resident Katie Webb joined others to protest the bill Thursday. She says she knows some people are contacting Parson's office in hopes that he'll veto it, but she isn't too hopeful because he's already voiced his support of the bill. Instead, Webb is setting her sights on the next election.
As a group, we are organizing, and our goal is to vote some people out in the next election and send some allies for Crystal Quaid up to Jeff City. We can't have these oppressive laws continue in our legislature, and so we need to do the work and campaign and put some better people up there.
Meanwhile, many in this conservative corner of the state support the 8-week ban on abortion. Danette Proctor, chair of the Greene County Republican Central Committee, says she and many other Republicans back the bill entirely.
We are very proud of our state senators and state representatives on the passage of House Bill 126, which bans abortions at 8 weeks of age of the baby. And we're anxiously awaiting our Governor Parsons to sign this for us.
In a tweet on May 15th, Parson described the bill as, quote, standing for life, protecting women's health, and advocating for the unborn, end quote. For KSMU News, I'm Bailey Vasali.